Our first guest on today's show is musician Kachung Stephen Blanchett. Kachung, welcome to the show.
No, thank you. Thank you. Kuyana. Kunachis.
Kuyana and Kunachis to you. Thank you for being on today's show. I was just playing one of your tunes from Bumyua there to get us into the show. I always enjoy your music. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Could you please introduce yourself?
Well, yeah, my name is Kachung Steve Blanchett. I'm originally from Mumbretuk, which is Bethel, Alaska, and I've been playing music with my group Bumyua for about 27 years, and moved to here into Juneau back in June, and been enjoying my time here in Juneau. It's been amazing working as the art education director over at the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council. So still performing and gigging, but not right now, but we have been. But yeah, that's my life.
All right. And tell us more about you as a musician. I think a lot of us do know about your work with Bumyua. You're also a solo artist, is that right?
Yeah, well, I do some solo stuff as well, but you know, Bumyua, my collaborators, we've been together, like I said, about 27 years. And about a few years ago, I just kind of started working on a project to do a solo album, and been working with a longtime our sound engineer, Alan Nielsen. So him and I have been working on this album, and hopefully we're nearly completed. We're about 85% finished. And slowly just, you know, checking off one song after the other. I'm going to be releasing hopefully this summer.
Excellent. And I think here in a little while we'll be able to play an example from that album, it sounds like.
Yeah, a little sneak preview.
Excellent. So strange times indeed right now, right? We're all sort of adjusting to this time of transition. And I'm trying to reach out to artists like you to just see how you're processing what's going on. How are you spending your time right now? What's going on?
Oh, well, I've been kind of in the garage, set up my new little studio area there, and so just playing music, you know, as I can. And then, you know, just it's a new reality. Like we. You know, I'm not going to be performing anytime soon. We were supposed to have a show this last Friday here in Juneau. Of course, that was canceled. But we're definitely seeing the effects of it. It's pretty surreal. I remember when 2008 happened, and it was like it was pretty hard on musicians as well. And we lost about half of our performances that year. But this is just something totally different. So yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Bumyua, I think you sent me one of your tracks from that, from your work with them. Can we play a little bit of that?
Yeah, for sure.
You would have set it up for us? Which tune is this?
I think this is a track called Jaweka Malikaka, and it's about taking your drum with you everywhere you go. And it's actually, we have an album, Side A, Side B, that we released some years ago, but this is a version, it's a remix version of one of those songs. So it's we've been kind of exploring and just kind of working on different sounds and how to produce, you know, our music in a different way. So this is kind of an example of that.
Right.
So it's the exact album, but just remixing the and re-engineering the sounds.
All right, here we go.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's high energy stuff. That's getting me moving here in the studio all by myself.
Right on. That's the least we could do.
It seems like you guys have a lot of fun when you play together.
Oh, it's so much fun. And like, you know, that kind of a remix version that we just, you know, we made in the studio. The fun part is to like, to try and do that live. So we're like utilized and we just, you know, put samples in the drum kit. And yeah, it's a lot of fun to do. And you know, we've been together. We're like family. You know, we've been playing together for so long. And a lot of our musicians that work with us have been with us, you know, 15 to 20 years. And yeah, we're like a family.
And I like that sort of description when you guys go on the road, people end up on stage with you, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's the one thing that's, you know, with our indigenous dancing, Yupik dancing, and there's always those invitationals, right? You get people up there dancing with us. And then whenever we're, you know, we try to find people, talent, young talent that in communities, and we invite them to come up and perform with us here in town. We had Arias Hoyle and Chris come up on stage with us the last concert we had back this fall at the Elizabeth Kratchevich Hall. It was so much fun to, you know, just really see local talent and local indigenous talent. And we're definitely there to uplift and kind of be mentors for those folks who want to do this.
Thinking of your bandmates, and you know, we're so sad that the concert was canceled. Have you figured out a way to, I'm sure, to communicate with them, but to play music together right now?
Yeah, you know, my brother and I have been talking about that. And the hard part is, like, he's over there, I'm here. Most the band is in Anchorage, and I'm the only one, you know, out of town. So we were like, how are we going to do this? And you know, there is the technology, but you know, and we talked about performing, but we're such a, you know, vocal heavy group too, that, you know, with the harmonies. And yeah, we're like, how's that going to sound with like delay and like trying to work that. But yeah, we're trying to figure it out. But you know, we have gigs lined out up until, you know, into the fall. And we're kind of hoping for, you know, some of those, you know, that won't get postponed or canceled. But I can't wait to just get together with the guys and play, because, you know, music is such medicine. And so, I mean, that's been one of the things that's been helping me, you know, with this, you know, kind of sheltering here and home with the family. I'll just pick up the guitar and start playing. And I have another little brother here in town, and he's jamming on the cajon, playing along with me. So we started a little tiny mini garage band.
Nice. Like 6 feet apart, right? Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Well, and it does sound like an okay time to work on a solo project, I guess, right?
Well, yeah. I've just been thinking about, you know, going on and writing to that. That's also one way I kind of, you know, as a musician, creative, it's like, when something inspires you or is connected with, you know, is writing about this. So I'm definitely going to be writing about this. There's definitely going to be a song.
All right. So the solo album is about 85% done, you say. Any guess on when we might be able to get it?
Yeah, I was talking with Alan. We're going to be slowly releasing stuff out single-wise as we're finishing up. And like the one I think I sent to you is just about baked. I was thinking of putting on some stuff, collaborating with Nicholas Galanin and putting some of his Moog. He's got an amazing studio there in Sitka, but I don't know if I'll wait for that. You know, as a musician, you're never really done, right? You're listening to a song, you're working on it, and you're just like, oh, I can do this, I can do that. But, you know, sometimes you got to know when to walk away. And I think I'm going to walk away from this one and get it out there. So then you can get on CD Baby or in all the Spotify, iTunes and all that, and find the music there. But we're going to be working on getting those up. But the whole full album, I'm shooting for July and putting the full album release out.
And I should mention, you know, Pamyua is spelled Pamyua, and our listeners can find that all over things like Spotify. Where else can we find your music online?
Yeah, that's, I mean, all of the major streaming, we're there. There's, you can't hide from Pamyua. But yeah, we're there. I was like, you know, it's the one thing is like this CD Baby and companies like that, they've been really, they're amazing distribution sites, and they connect to places all around the world. So every streaming platform you can think of, you can get your music on there.
All right. Let's see. We're about to go out with, I think, a tune called Only You that's going to be on the solo album. Is that right?
Yeah, this is a song I wrote. I was on the road doing a tour, and I think I wrote this in Greenland. And one of the fun parts of what I wanted to share this song is that I have a longtime friend and collaborator, musical collaborator and performance collaborator, Aku Matu, Allison Warden, who's a Inupiaq hip-hop artist. And she's on here and threw down a beautiful part, you know, rapping on the track. So she's an amazing artist, so full of just talent, and so proud to, and honored to have her on my album.
All right, we're going to play that in just a sec. You you mentioned that you're bringing out the guitar, you're playing tunes at home to stay well. Any other advice for our listeners before we go on staying well in these times?
Yeah, I think, yeah, just it's, I was telling some of my friends, I got some, you know, musical and performance friends outside, and I was telling them, oh man, it's like getting warm out. It's like it hit 40 yesterday, and it was so great to sit out in the sun. So, I mean, you know, I was sitting out on deck earlier, just having some coffee and taking in that sunshine. So yeah, get out there and enjoy it. And of course, 6 feet apart.
Kachung Stephen Blanchett, thank you so much, Koyana, for being on today's show. And please keep in touch. And we look forward to listening to this album.
You bet. We are, Scott.
Heartbeat. Only you can do the things you do to me.